JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Russia, very special Friday edition.
Yeah, I'm watching the golf the other night from Spain, the European Tour, and I saw Jose Maria Olazabal playing. Legend, of course, two-time winner of the Masters.
Well said, because it's a bloody hard name to say that.
And yeah, so growing up, he was obviously Seve Ballesteros, and the Spanish sort of Armada in the golf were coming through. He's a wonderful player.
Yeah.
But apparently can get very grumpy on the course.
Ooh.
So I was told a story years ago about the fact that across this one year in the European Tour, he'd been blueing with his caddy. And it got worse and worse and worse.
Mm.
Anyway, they got to one of the last tournaments of the year, and it got so bad in the final round that after the ninth hole, Jose sacked his caddy on the course.
Sacked him.
That's it. You're done.
What hole?
I can't put up with this anymore. You're finished.
Oh.
But he's still got nine holes to carry his bag around. So anyway, Jose's about five or six shots back in the tournament, and the caddy literally refuses to speak to him anymore.
So he's still carrying
his bag, won't speak
not
to him. End of the round, he's done, but he's been sacked on the course. Anyway, Jose from that point, and I won't have it exactly right, but this is pretty much what happened. Jose from that point goes, birdie, birdie, par, birdie. And Bill, he's now trailing by one.
He's got
to the 16th hole. He's trailing by one.
Yep.
He drives to a distance where he's between clubs. He's totally forgotten
that he's had a
blue. He's had a blue with the caddy. He's totally forgotten that he sacked him.
Oh, no.
He's wondering if it's a 6-iron or a 5-iron.
Oh, no.
Do I knock down a 5-iron? Do I try and hit a full 6-iron? He's standing on the course.
Yep.
He's muttering away to himself, 5-iron, 6-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron. They can't work it out. He turns to the caddy and goes, 5-iron, 6-iron, what do you reckon?
And?
Caddy goes, what do I reckon? I reckon you're a
No, Jim. You can't say that, Jim.
100% fat. That's
you can't say that. Wow, we. And now, what happened then?
Don't know.
What did he hit, a 5 or a 6?
Well, that was the end of the relationship, Pat. Three holes later, they finished up.
Yeah.
Finish up tonight.
Get the keys, leave the money on the fridge, and we'll see you later.
So I'd forgotten that story until I saw him playing, and I thought, man, that is as funny as it gets.
Beautiful. I got one too, Jim, on you've forgotten how good people are.
Mm.
Last night I was watching the cricket on Fox Cricket and the old one-dayers. And Australia v England at the Gabba.
Oh, yes.
And they still had the dog track.
Oh,
so people were still, mate, it's unbelievable.
Mm.
And the Aussies were two down or something. In walks David Hooks.
Oh, yes.
And I'd forgotten how good a
striker of the
striker
ball.
Of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And he smashed 50.
Yep.
And Bob Willis come in. He bowled 6 overs, 1 maiden, none for 9.
Ooh.
And this is his 7th over facing David Hooks. 4, 6, 4, 6, 4, 4. Nearly as good as Tony Greggs, mate.
Bloody hell.
So 28 or something.
Yeah.
Aussies needed about 27, I reckon, off this over, and he smashed 28.
Yep.
Didn't he hit it just
clean.
Unclean and beautiful.
And he was one of those blokes, Fat, that when it was flat and when the attack was on the more ordinary side, he could create carnage.
Oh,
seriously, if, like most people, when the surface had a bit in it and the bowling was really good. He battled like everyone else. But, Bill, when it got flat in Adelaide, I reckon he made 100 against Victoria in a game off 40 balls.
Something like that.
And that's back in the 80s when that stuff never happened.
When he got his eye in, you couldn't bowl anywhere, could you?
No. And then you had fat little Lehman coming in after him who played the exact same way. So when they played together.
When they're on.
My God.
How many tests, mate, did Hooksy play?
Yeah, I don't know how many. It wouldn't have been 30, I reckon. I can look it up. But he didn't play enough because, of course, he had World Series cricket in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And he got cleaned up by Andy Robertson. Many people say
hit in the head.
He broke his jaw. Many people say he was never the same after that. 23 test matches.
23.
He averaged 34, so
far
from the worst.
Yeah.
But, Bill, he was an entertainment machine, Hook.
Last night. You've got to have a look at it.
And plus, when Kerry Packer opened up a World Series cricket, he was his pin-up boy.
Yeah.
Blonde, young, good-looking, come off that centenary test.
Oh, mate. Yeah,
where
he hit those five fours
and then said to Tony Gregg, at least I'm playing for my own country. Greggy's giving him a little clip.
Even last night, Alan Border's down the other end going, mate, just... Maybe you don't have to smash everyone, and you can just see him go. No, no, he's just shaking his head.
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, exactly. See, another one we miss.
No, we do. Great. Mm. He's a wonderful man, Hook. I had the great pleasure of playing with him for 1 year. I played against him a bit.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I smashed one on my pads in Adelaide, in Perth, and I was given out LBW. And I'm trying to establish myself as a player, so I was headless.
Yeah.
Absolutely headless. And I probably glared at the umpire. I might have said something which I should never have done. Anyway, I'm out for 10 or 5, whatever the hell it was. Walk off thinking that this might be the end. Yeah. Might never get another game again. And I've been fired. Anyway, Hooksy came walking into the WA rooms. Mm. He said, come with me, young man. Oh. I'd never met him before, but he'd played against Dad. So anyway, he said, come with me, young man. And he said to me, when you're dismissed in a game of cricket, you tuck your bat under your arm and you get the off the ground.
Fair dig.
Yep. He said, you don't show disrespect to the umpire or the game. Jeez. And you did both of those things today and I don't ever want to see it again.
No.
And I said, David, I appreciate what you said and I agree.
And never did it again.
Never did it again. Yeah. But good. Bill, I needed an old boy just to pull me aside.
That's good.
And I loved Hook. He was great. He was great to me and very, very sorely missed.
Yep.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.